B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Daily MRL Show Rap Party. That's right. It is now gone from weekly to daily because we have so much to say.
And, you know, the troubling part about this is that we recorded after the show enough time for us to get depressed about our current employment status. And so we're really motivated to talk to you.
It's the best when we have all these great ideas. And then Nicole comes back and goes, hey, out of 12 ideas, two got passed.
Well, that's why we're here, folks.
Yeah, but we do enjoy hanging out with you guys, the MRL Show fam. And we want to thank you so much for listening every morning and listening to the podcast.
It was a big show today, man. We had a big MRL weekend. You know, we went up to the Land of Oz. We have this gym located right here in Beach Mountain, up in the mountains, and people from all over. We actually met a bachelorette party from Chicago that flew in. People from all over fly in.
That's crazy.
Because this doesn't exist anywhere else, and it's pretty much an interactive walk.
Kind of like a stage show, it looked like.
Kind of.
An interactive stage show?
It's like a walking show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you go to the Land of Oz, you take a bus, or you could take the chairlift up to the top of Beach Mountain. And when you get there, you meet at the Fountain of Youth, Loren. That's what it's called, the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, I like that already.
And then you go up to the top where you get this awesome overlook. And by the way, the guy told us on the tour that we are at the highest point on the East Coast.
Until
you get to Vermont. Yeah.
Huh.
At that point at like, what was it? 5,000 feet?
Over 5,000
yeah,
feet.
Over yeah. 5,000 feet.
So literally you're over a rainbow.
You really are. You're over the rainbow. And that's where it begins. And, Roy, myself and Nicole were there. Loren, you had an appearance on Saturday morning, so you couldn't go.
Yeah. It was really early.
But the whole point of this, rap party after show, whatever we're calling this thing. The Daily Rap Party. Is that we're going to be able to give you scoops, give you a little bit of more deets, more inside of things that we couldn't get to on the show. Like something I didn't talk about is how I was embarrassed about my back sweat. No. I had full-fledged back sweat going. And to be quite honest with you, I was kind of afraid of boob sweat.
Yeah, well,
I was
listen,
monitoring.
It
I was hot and sweating.
Which is funny because Loren's like, look at you guys. You're all bundled up. I had a sweatshirt on. I had long pants on. And I told Loren, I go, oh, the weather was perfect. It was like 66 degrees outside.
Yeah, Manny and I literally had that conversation off the air because I was like, was it cold up there? What was it?
No, it was cooler, but you had to walk so much up these dang hills. I was sweating.
And the other thing I would say I noticed too is they say like the higher altitude you go, the harder it is to breathe. I didn't have any issues.
Oh, I had issues. And you can tell them on the audio clips I shared. Half the time when I'm recording you, I'm like,
oh, really?
Really? You really had like altitude something?
I mean, either that or I was just walk. That lazy.
You had to walk up so many hills.
I'm just that out of shape.
At one point, you had to walk downstairs and then get this. You had to walk back up them.
wasn't that hilly, though. I mean, there was like one at the end.
It was one big one at the end where I was like, Dorothy, I got to take a break.
Oh, the lion.
The big one.
Yeah, even Dorothy wasn't caring. She'd be like, well, there's a bench right here if we need a rest.
The lion.
But the Land of Oz, it was really, really cool to do. And it had been an urban legend here, which turned out to be a real legend. It's like it's a legit, you know, theme park right on top of Beach Mountain. And there's also a bar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Bar on top of Beach Mountain, which is so cool. And the reason why I bring this up, this is something else we didn't have time to bring up on the air, is we meet this bachelorette party from Chicago, who they flew in to hang out with this bachelorette who is a huge Wizard of Oz fan, right, Loren? And they see Roy wearing his new Harvard long sleeve shirt that he got because he's enrolled in the Harvard Business School.
Yep.
What do they say to you, Roy?
They were super excited for me. They like even wanted to get photos of my Harvard shirt.
Why?
They said that it's like only 100 people get selected for the online program.
He's missing the hook.
The whole point.
Yeah, he's missing the hook.
What?
Two of the girls there went to Harvard.
Oh, I thought we already went down that path.
No, no. Oh,
you're like, not, I wasn't listening.
Are you not listening?
What are
no,
we doing?
I was on Instagram just now. I really was.
Two of the girls we ran into from the bachelorette party went to Harvard and were freaking out because they were like, hey, a fellow Harvard student.
Yeah. This is a lot like the show that we can't draw attention to it. Like during the show when we're on Instagram, we're not paying attention.
I was not paying attention at all.
So what did they say?
They were excited for me. They thought, because evidently they graduated way before now, like years ago, and Harvard's business school online didn't exist. Mm-hmm. But they were super excited that I got accepted into the program.
Nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, we ended up having a drink on top of the mountain, which was so cool. Great views. And then finally, Nicole and Kylie showed up.
After being late
and parking in the wrong spot.
Let's go ahead and talk about this because here we go. So I would get there and when every other listener had this issue too, is that when you put Land of Oz in the GPS, it takes you, like, it has a specific location to where you go. Mm-hmm. Well, it happened, there's no service or I don't know what it was, but it redirects you about 3 times from the moment that you're at the bottom of the mountain to the time you get to the top. So I tried to go online to the website, and it doesn't exactly tell you where it is or where to park. So I was like, let me just use my best judgment.
Did you see the signs?
Yes, yeah. But they stop.
Yeah.
The signs stop. They don't they don't tell you exactly where to go. So I call good old friend Manny after I get to the part where I think it is, and he goes, lot 2, and I heard him say lot 2, so I was like, okay, I'll find lot 2. Well, it turns out lot 2 was like at the actual resort, because that's what it's called, Beach
it's
Mountain
on the slope.
Resort.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And resort's not a hotel. It's just that's what the whole thing is called, Beach Mountain Resort.
Okay.
So I call him and I'm like, hey, I'm at lot 2 on Beach Mountain Resort. Is this it? He was like, no. Like, go to the mountain. And
I thought,
like,
when
what?
She said she was at the Beach Mountain Resort, Loren, she was at the place because we stayed the night at the Pinnacle Inn, and I thought maybe she was there calling that the resort.
So then I'm like, okay, well, that's odd. So then I go back down, and we're at the mountain, so service is breaking up. I'm only hearing every other word that he says, but all I hear is no. So I'm like, okay. Now, mind you, if I had just parked there and waited, I would have been 15 minutes early.
We wouldn't have had our beer, though, so it kind of worked out nicely.
So then I go all the way to the bottom of the mountain, and then...
Oh, my gosh! Uh-huh,
and then I finally am like, this can't be right. So then I go all the way back, and I'm like, I'm just going to ask somebody on the mountain. Maybe I remember seeing pictures of a chairlift, so I was like, I'll just walk up to the chairlift and figure it out. Well, right when I had parked, there were 2 other listeners who had one who had no idea where to go.
There wasn't even good signage. And to be quite honest, there wasn't even a signage calling that area a resort. It's like just this area up at the mountain.
Which makes it cool.
Like kind me, of. I would have described it as like the area that had that party. I wouldn't even known that that's a...
Where we had our 80s party.
Yeah, I wouldn't even known
so
that
anyways,
that's the resort
I was
area.
Late and I didn't get a beer and not exactly happy.
You wouldn't have gotten a beer anyway, because the moment you would have got there, they would have made us go.
And that's not entirely true.
Oh, so you guys only had the beer because you were waiting on her.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They were ready to do the tour with the MRL show fam, our listeners. But Amanda gave you her drink and you got to bring it along. Loren, you can drink and walk.
That's awesome.
Yes. And I think I stole a few sips of Roy's because I was like, he does not need any more.
I was feeling, I don't know. The altitude plus beer made me feel good.
Well, that was fun. And then we went out to dinner and we have to give a shout out to Brick Oven Pizzeria. Jimmy is the owner of Brick Oven Pizzeria, Roy. The pizza place right downtown.
Right next to the place that we ate at.
Yeah, we didn't eat there. But
no, we ate at the Beach Mountain Bar and Grill.
We ate at Misty's.
That's Misty. Misty owns that place. It's really cool. Yeah. But Jimmy's a big fan of the MRL show.
Okay.
So we go over there to say hi to him and to pick up some cookies. And the cookies were delicious. The place was slammed. They have putt-putt. So Jimmy's a big fan of the MRL show. So if you're listening to this and you ever go up to Beach Mountain, make sure you say hi to Jimmy at Brick Oven's Pizzeria. Good food and good time.
And next door is a really nice person named Misty.
Yeah.
She owns a wonderful restaurant there.
And her husband.
She's got good meatloaf.
Right. See, Misty wasn't aware of the MRL show. Jimmy is. So Jimmy gets the extra plug because
I
he's
see.
A fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Picking up what you're putting down.
And then Roy went home, and then myself, my wife, and my daughter all stayed at the Pinnacle Inn with Nicole, but they stayed around the corner from us, so they came over and brought an awesome game that I had never played before.
Yeah, what was that? I saw that on the stories. It's like pictures or something?
Yeah, it's what do you meme? It's so the Instagram, like the famous Instagram meme site, Fuck Jerry, he created this game, which is basically like Cards Against Humanity, but with memes.
That's cool.
Yeah, so instead of like filling in the blank, you get a meme, a picture of a meme, and you get sayings. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Say which saying goes best with it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the person has to pick which one out of the three
they
of us.
Would have picked.
But it's still cool because it still goes, like, you still do it based on someone's personality. For example, anytime I got a blowjob card, I was like, I'm going to save that for me.
Wow, good thing we're on the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
whatever, people like raw.
So anyway, yes, it was fun. I won. I got 14. She had 12.
Ah, right
and
behind
you. Nicole and Amanda and Kylie were next.
I was gonna win, but it just.
I don't understand. So when you lay down a card like the blowjob card for Maney, you had 14 of those type of cards, and so you
are you listening?
Most, yeah, I am.
No, so Cards Against Humanity is if. You three
with
are playing.
Us before.
I know, but you have to even explain Cards Against Humanity to me as well. I don't understand it.
So
you know what? I don't care. We can move on. Okay. I moved on.
No,
from
no,
the
no.
Game.
Whoever's card I pick, you get.
You like the most. Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
Right.
Got it.
Yep. And then we keep track that way. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. And then just one more quick thing. You guys all know the Scooby Doo cartoon.
Yeah.
So. In the middle of the night, a thunderstorm rolls through, which is really weird because the moon and the stars were out when Nicole and Kylie were going back to their place at like 11:30. Then all of a sudden at 2 a.m., I hear like thunder and light thunder. I can hear the rain. And then all of a sudden I hear like every couple minutes, Amanda wakes me up. She goes, babe, what's that noise? And it's like a.
Oh, my God.
Like that loud. It's not thunder. It's like a bang. And then it goes away. And she's like, go look. And I'm like, I'm not going to look. This isn't our house. It's like Pinnacle Inn. And you know what's so odd about it is it's like summer. And summer up at the mountain is different than winter.
It reminds you of like Jason. There's going to be a killer in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or The Shining. Like where you're at this big place that is hopping in the winter but dead in the summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I keep hearing this bang. So I'm like, Amanda, just try and sleep, and it's quiet. And then all of a sudden, you just hear this bang, and I'm like, oh. Well, it turns out the wind was blowing so hard that there was a metal door that opened up to the building next to us that connected it, and that door was swinging and slamming.
Oh, wow.
Just like a Scooby-Doo. I was like, zoinks!
I'm not going out there!
I'm not going to look, Amanda. You go look.
Hey, Scoob!
So, and then we left the next morning, and then that was it. But, anyway, we did want to talk about Beach Mountain. We want to say thanks to the Land of Oz. Thank you to the Pinnacle Inn. And thank you to our MRL Show fam for showing up and taking the tour with us. It was actually a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool. And then we, of course, on Sunday, we talked about it on the show. We went to Loren's house, the Chateau de Loren.
Yep.
For a barbecue with no furniture. Did you guys bring chairs?
I did, but I didn't whip them out.
Yeah.
I wish you would have because Lakin walked in, my girlfriend, with her chairs. And Dallas like got a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, I had beach chairs and then a chair that I have at my picnic, my outdoor table.
By the way, Dallas went missing for quite some time.
Yeah, do you know what happened?
No, but like he went noticeably gone for a very long time.
Yeah, so at some point, Jack needed a cast iron skillet, and because we're not fully moved into the house, there was no cast iron skillet there, and Dallas had to go back to the old house to pick one up and then come all the way back.
Yeah. That's so annoying.
I'm surprised you just wouldn't run to the Teeter and buy one.
Can you get cast iron skillets at
you
the Teeter?
Yeah.
Really?
You sure can.
Yep.
Because I need another cast iron skillet. Like, I need a hole in the head. We've
you
got
use
like
it,
five.
Clean it, return it. That's the policy.
Yeah, okay.
We told Dallas that we called the home that they moved, that you guys are moving into, the Chateau de Loren. He goes, oh, I wish you would call it Chateau de Streger.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we feel better to leave your name off the radio. And he's like, yeah, that's a really good idea. Don't use my last name.
And then he came up with his own name for, what did he call it?
Chateau de Dallas?
No, it was like the Dallas Palace is what
he
wants to call
Palace.
It.
That is
pretty good.
That is funny.
I like that. Awesome. All right, screw the Chateau de Loren.
Hey.
The Dallas Palace.
The Dallas Palace. All right. Well, make sure you listen to the Daily Rap Party podcast starting today, except for when we're on vacation. Obviously, there won't be any, but we'll be doing a Daily Rap Party podcast for you to listen to a little more after the show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.